Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KDKA. Bakery, we'll get back to talk about the U.S. Open, but first we want to take you to Jerusalem. CBS's Robert Berger is there. I know, Robert, you have limited time. Can you frame what's transpired here in the last 12 hours?
Hi, Larry. Well, Israel launched a preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. This is something that has been speculated about for a long time, I would say for years. This week, we were getting reports that Israel had completed preparations for that. Have to say, though, very few people expected this to come down today. And so they've hit Iranian nuclear facilities like Natanz, where they enrich uranium. Striking all over Iraq. Looks like a very successful strike. They've killed some top generals and military scientists, and this is just the beginning.
And in response, we understand that Iran sent drones to Israel. How much damage has been done?
I would say right now, not any. They sent 200 drones over. Now, keep in mind the drones fly slowly. So most of them, from what I understand, have been knocked out of the sky before they got to Israel. In fact, Jordan, in order to get to Israel, these drones have to fly over Jordan. Jordan took down a lot of the drones. But, you know, it's just the beginning. We don't know what kind of retaliation Iran is planning. Right now, they're reeling. But, you know, the fear is those ballistic missiles that can carry 2,000-pound warheads.
Well, Robert, we appreciate. I know you're on limited time. Thank you for taking time for us here in Pittsburgh.
Of course.
Be safe.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
All right. We appreciate you. CBS's Robert Berger, and we'll continue to follow the details. As President said, as you heard with Paul Rasmussen in the news, suggesting that if Iran doesn't back down from their efforts to obtain nuclear weapons, there will be more of the same. So not exactly sure what that means. On the lighter side here, day two of the 125th U.S. Open, Oakmont, the site for a record 10th year. And it looks like this place is filled up quite a bit. So, Abby, what do you think?
You know, I am so happy to be here. When I found out I was coming to this broadcast, I got excited because I thought we were going to the course. And I was super excited to go there.
Sorry you're disappointed.
No, and then I found out we're at the bakery, and I was like, I'm even more excited to be there. So can't complain one bit.
Yeah, and Aaron, this place is really busy right now. But what happened yesterday is once they got the morning coffee and donuts, they went up Halton Road. And I'm telling you, coming across the bridge isn't quite as jammed up as it was yesterday.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, yesterday it was basically bumper to bumper, both lanes stopped coming across the river here into Oakmont. And then I tried to get out after the show, and I ended up going the other way on Allegheny River Boulevard just to get away from the region because you couldn't get around to cross over.
Yep, yeah.
Right? Here, we have a golf professional here. Let's see. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Phil.
Where are you from?
Phil's from Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great place if you're an outdoorsman.
It's a wonderful place. Yeah.
Yeah? And you came, obviously.
For this, yeah.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh before?
I have. Family's born and raised in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
See? Abby, there's always a Pittsburgh connection.
Always.
How long have you been out in Whitefish?
We've only been there about a year. Yeah. So we just got up there, born and raised in Southern California.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think of the region?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're a simple people.
It's wonderful out here. The humidity is like a hug, you know? It's nice.
Our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, is from Montana.
Oh, nice.
And then the man who sat in this air chair, his name, Jack Bogut, he came from Montana to Pittsburgh in the late 60s to be the morning host. So are you an outdoorsman?
Oh, I love it, yeah. Yeah, paddleboard, fish, hunt, all that. It's good stuff.
That's good.
Yep.
And I'm glad you had a chance to stop in. So you were
you
were looking at me when I was talking about the traffic.
Oh, the traffic was horrible yesterday.
It's not like this all the time.
It isn't, no. Yeah. It's a nice little town.
Why don't you come back for the draft?
Okay.
The NFL draft's in April.
I like that. We'll come back for the draft, Harry.
Bring him back for the draft. Or is he for where's
he's,
your buddy?
He's born and raised here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is Harry. He's the man.
All right. Do you know what a Yinzer is?
It's y'all.
It's kinda. Pittsburgh's version of y'all.
It's Pittsburgh's version of y'all, yeah.
Abby, that's a good description.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, that was the training that I got on Monday when we got here. Yeah.
Please tell me you took him for a permane sandwich.
We did not get to the permane sandwich yet, no.
Are you here all weekend?
Last day.
This is it?
Yeah, we leave tonight. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, enjoy your visit here.
I appreciate it.
Come back for the draft. Tell everybody in Montana.
You got it.
Come visit Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right.
We went there. Laurel.
Laurel Valley.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Did you play? Oh, wow. That's Arnold Palmer's course up there. Holy Ground 2 in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Enjoy your stay. Thank you. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. People coming from all over. That's crazy. Montana.
Yeah. I saw there was a group here yesterday from Britain.
Wow.
They were like, Larry.
That's awesome.
Do you have free tickets?
Did he say he was a golf pro?
That is awesome.
What's that, Aaron?
He was a golf pro, Phil?
No, I just made that up.
He had a golf hat
But
on.
He did. You got to admit, Abby, he looked like he could be a golf professional.
Yeah, he definitely could.
Tall, strapping guy
with
the hat fit. You know how some guys don't look good in hats and others do? His hat was...
Yeah. He wore it too well to not be a golfer.
That's right.
Yeah, there you
good
go.
Call. Good call, Abby.
Yep.
All right, we're going to check on this weekend weather, so important to so many in the track.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.